What names did you have for your grandparents?
Well, of course, the paternal was...
the familiar names,
yeah,
you know,
James, he was James Kelso, my grandfather.
Uh-huh. But did you call him Grandpa, or what did you
Yeah, we called him Grandpa, and which is, maybe another little interesting difference, and we called his wife Grandma.
Uh-huh.
But on the maternal side, we called my maternal grandfather Custer, which was his middle name. His name was John Custer Larkin.
Mm-hmm.
And he had lots of Irish in him. And my grandmother was Myrtle, and we called her maiden name had been Elrod, Myrtle Elrod, and she went by Myrtle,
mm-hmm.
and we called her Myrt. So we used the familiar names with the maternal grandparents and the formal titles, grandpa and grandma, with the, which is kind of just give you a little insight into the differences in the two families and their backgrounds.
Do you have grandchildren?
Nine, and we're the end of this month we should have number 10.
Oh, congratulations. what do they call you?
They call me Jack. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And
they call my wife Dot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did you call your parents?
My mother, of course, when we were smaller, most of the time you called your mother Mom or something like that. But after we were adults, we called our parents. My dad's name was Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, he had a lot of nicknames like Mike. We named one of our sons after him, Marion Lewis. But after we were adults, we called him Huntsie, and that came about because they rented a house on the campus at UTEP that they later sold to the school, and it became the president's home until it was torn down to make room for the fine arts building.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on University, the first building you come to on the left side, and we occupied a city block, and there was a canyon that was made up part of the block, and there'd been a swimming pool down there, and the place had kind of deteriorated when we took it over. This was 1938, and we fixed it up, and ultimately my folks purchased it. And we fixed the swimming pool and fixed this area around it and made a park out of it. And so we named it Huntsie Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's where the name Huntsie, a nickname for my father, came from. But that's what we called him after we were adults.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some of these questions are to see what kinds of words you have for different things.
Yeah,
so,
I was worried that
you'd
find out what the language what language I'm using.
Well, let's see. When you could say that parents bring up their children, they brought their children up, or they...
No, I didn't understand what...
Let me ask you another question. When you were in grade school, when you wanted to speak, you did what?
You're talking like at the dinner table or something, or
you
mean in school?
Uh-huh. What would you do?
Oh yeah, you'd put your hand up. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what's another word for put your hand up? How would you say that? What would the teacher say to you? You know, don't speak.
Yeah.
Don't speak.
Don't speak
that.
Out of turn.
Okay.
Yeah.